T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDK Radio 1020. I'm Larry Richard.
Hey, good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. The big news last week was Governor Tom Wolf making an announcement, a lifeline to area restaurants throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. But was it too little, too late? Was it not really a big deal? What's the deal?
Well, let's get an update on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh News. I'm the president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association, is John Longstreet. And John's been with us many times through the course of this pandemic. John, welcome back to KDK Radio.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, let's dial back to the governor's announcement that he's trying to help. So sort through for us what he has offered to do to assist, particularly restaurants and bars.
Well, Kevin, to your point about the big news, we thought it would be big news, and of course it turned out not to be. And what was described as a lifeline actually ended up being an offer to waive liquor fees for those that have liquor licenses, which is about 16,000 operators in the state for 2021. And if you have a bar or a restaurant with a liquor license, you'll know that that amounts to somewhere between $600 and $1,500. In savings if that happens. And then to add insult to injury, later in the day it was announced that the governor may not actually have the authority to waive those, and the PLCB may not either. It might have to be done legislatively. So the PLCB is considering that at their board meeting, which I believe is tomorrow, and inside sources at the PLCB have announced, well, not inside sources, they've announced that they think there are some fees they may be able to waive without legislation. And I also should point out that some of those fees are actually end up in the municipality. So he was actually giving away money that wasn't his to give away. So there's a lot of problems with the announcement. The biggest one, of course, was that even if it's $1,500 at the top end of the scale, that's not going to save a restaurant. They could make that back in a day if we could just return to the safe and sensible operating standards we had before July 15th, which, by the way, House Bill 2513 would have done. Just a week before the announcement, the governor had a real lifeline he could have thrown to the industry, but instead he threw him an anchor by vetoing the bill.
What's in 2513 that would have significantly help save or keep some businesses afloat?
The biggest difference is it brings restaurants and private event venues, such as wedding facilities or restaurants with meeting space, back to 50% capacity without having to go through a certification process, which the governor's most recent announcement before the license waiver announcement last week would have done. But it didn't bring back private events. It only brought them, they're only back to 20%. And restaurants have to go through certification. And maybe even more important, 2513 would have brought back bar seating. Most of the restaurants tell me that they can't get to 50% capacity if they can't use those bar seats, which right now are prohibited by Governor Wolf's July 15 order. The other thing that the July 15 order did, the 2513 would have reversed, sort of taken away the requirement that you have to purchase a meal to get a drink. That requirement is closed a lot of places, particularly places like VFWs that just aren't equipped to serve a meal, but where you might want to stop and get a beer on the way home from work. So it would have taken that requirement away as well. Those are all, by the way, it takes effect of exact same provisions that the governor's team put together prior to July 15th, which we believe, and based on the research they did, they believed were safe and sensible.
Yeah, and you know, that seating at the bar, you know, I'll give you a selfish reason why that's dumb. I'm single. I go, if I'm hungry and I want to go eat, I don't want to take up a whole table from a family. I'd rather just go sit at the bar, have my sandwich, and leave. I can do that without getting sloshed and having 75 beers. I can do it responsibly. I don't understand why they can't have limited bar seating for single people just to go grab a sandwich. I'd be spending a little bit more money. It wouldn't really help, but I'd be spending a little bit more money.
Well, Kevin, when we asked that question, we were told, well, that'll stop congregating at bars. You remember the highly publicized handful of cases in Pittsburgh that caused County Executive Fitzgerald to put his order in place. But had they only been enforcing the original rules from pre-July 15th that say you have to have a seat to be served, either food or beverages, you can't be in a restaurant unless you're seated for food or beverages, then that would have never been an issue. So it's a false assumption that eliminating bar seating actually helps anybody.
Okay, so the waiving of the fees really doesn't amount to much. It's appreciated, but it's only $750 or $1,500, depending on the size of the restaurant. What?
That's basically true, and by the way, there's not enough money in the state of Pennsylvania to save 26,000 restaurants. And I think I've talked to you since then, but our most recent survey, 63% of the restaurants said that if things don't change, they'll be closed permanently in 6 months. That's 17,000 restaurants in this state.
Yeah, and I recently drove through a portion of the state and noticed a lot of closed restaurants already that just weren't open on a Saturday afternoon. What is the next issue facing the restaurants? I mean, we see that Europe is closing down again. Do you see another lockdown or more restrictions looming?
I don't know. Governor Wolf, when he was asked that question at the press conference at the Lamont there in Pittsburgh, said no, he doesn't see a shutdown coming. But it's hard to say. It's hard. There's a lot of people that are making predictions that after Election Day, something's going to happen one way or another, and I don't know what that might be. But there's all of the talk most recently is about how private gatherings are where the most of the spread is taking place. And by the way, when they shut down catering venues and hotels to do private events, they pushed these events into unsafe and uncontrolled situations in backyards and homes and places that are not licensed. Whereas had they not done that, they might have actually stopped some of the spread that they caused by putting them in a place where they were face masking and social distancing and sanitizing and all the things that hotels are required to do.
And people, if they're interested in helping your organization out, I know you established the HARP program, Hospitality Assistance Response. Tell us about that.
Well, one of the very first things we did is we recognized that the team members in these restaurants, servers, cooks, bussers, are going to be out of jobs. And they were. There was about 350,000 laid off shortly after this all started. So we established the Hospitality Assistance Relief for Pennsylvania, HARP. We've already distributed over $250,000 from that fund to people that are displaced. And we're still collecting money and still distributing it. So it can be, you can find out about how to get the grant on the PRLA website, which is PRLA.org, and then you can click over to HARP. So that's one of the things we did. We also just partnered with the Women's Conference, which was held in Philadelphia, and distributed about $200,000 to women-owned businesses to help them stay afloat. So we're looking everywhere we can, and we also went into a partnership in Philadelphia. Not in Pittsburgh yet, but in Philadelphia with DoorDash to provide grants to restaurateurs there that are struggling.
President, CEO of the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association, John Longstreet. John, we appreciate your time and are very sensitive to what's going on and hope we can help in some way. But thanks for telling the story.
Well, you do just by shedding a light on it. So thank you, Larry. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.